The Leslie Marshall Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. I know the song is Woman, but I'm a guy. That's just because that wonderful woman, Leslie Marshall, has given me her mic for the week, and I'm taking full advantage. She will be back next week, I assure you. But I hope you think I'm interesting, whether you agree or disagree. My name is Mark Levine. I host my own show out of Washington, D.C., called The Inside Scoop. I used to work as an attorney in Congress, and I've had my radio show, The Inside Scoop, for about 5 years. And I've been on the Leslie Marshall Show before. Maybe some of y'all have heard me, but I'm really enjoying our talk tonight. And we're talking mostly about Sarah Palin, and why shouldn't we? It is her night tonight. She'll be introducing herself to the American people from the Republican National Convention tonight. And I promise you, I will play for you every word of it. You will hear her. You'll hear her have a chance to defend herself. After all, she hasn't appeared before the press. She hasn't answered the questions that I'm raising. I assume, I hope, that someday she will. Let's go. We got a bunch of callers on the line, and I want to get to you. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, I believe, is in Moscow, Pennsylvania. Is that right? Oh, excuse me. Chuck is gone. I apologize. Charlie is driving. Charlie, where are you driving?
I drive a big rig.
You drive a big rig, so you're all over the country.
Yes, I am.
Tell me what your thoughts are on Sarah Palin.
Well, I'll tell you what my thoughts are on this whole election process.
Okay.
I've been driving around for the last 2 days across the country, and I've heard more vitriol, more hate, since she was announced as the vice presidential candidate. You're going to piss half the country off, and you're going to elect her just to shut down the news media.
Tell me what I've said that is hateful.
Prosecutor.
Let me ask you, because I want to be fair here, Charlie. Tell me what I've said that is hateful. I'm just telling what she's done,
I'm
right?
telling you what I'm hearing across the board on the news, not just you tonight.
All right,
but
fair enough.
The attitude of every news commentator I've heard, they're either all the way right and she can do no wrong, or they're all the way left and she's the worst thing since Satan. You're gonna piss off everybody in this country to the point they're tired of hearing the news.
Well, you know, I think it's because
they don't believe you anymore.
Here's the thing. She's brand new on the scene. So none of us, I mean, I'll fully admit, I barely heard of Sarah Palin until Friday. I admit it. When I heard her name, I ran like everybody else to the internet. I looked and found out what I could. I read the Anchorage Daily News. I read her hometown newspaper in not Wasilla. That's not on the internet. But I read her home state newspapers
the
in Anchorage
whole
attitude and Fairbanks.
Of what I've heard tonight is she's been tried and found guilty before there's ever been a court case. Sorry, well, folks. That's the way it comes across on this end of the
No,
radio.
I understand. But how do you know, Charlie? How do you know what to believe and what not to believe?
I'll know when I have had a chance to do a little research.
Okay.
Had a chance to listen to all sides.
Okay.
The way it's being presented and with the hate and the vitriol that's being presented on the radio today. Not just your station.
No, I understand. Let me just ask you, Charlie, because
commentators argue all right.
Here's the thing. I would not presume to defend anyone else in the media. I'm not responsible for anyone else in the media. I'm only responsible for my own voice. That's the only guy I can control right now. And I just want to know if you think, and if you do, let me have it. I can take it. Do you think I've gone over the line in criticizing Sarah Palin tonight? Okay, tell me where.
The way you've been presenting it?
Tell me how. Tell me where.
I was alive during Watergate. I was alive during Agnew. Spiro T. Agnew.
All right.
I know how it can be reported and done respectfully and get all the facts out.
Okay.
And
what have I said?
The way it's being done today on any radio station I've heard.
You tell me what I've said that's over the line.
I'm saying the way it's been presented.
The way it's been presented. You think that it's unfair
it's
of me
being
to...
It's been presented like a lawyer in court. And boys, I'm tired of lawyers in court.
Well, it's okay to be tired of lawyers.
Road.
It's okay to be tired of lawyers. I will confess that I'm an ex-trial lawyer. So if I sound lawyerly, I apologize. That's part of where I come from. All I'm saying is these are the facts. This is what I've discovered. Yeah, I do think her comment, what does a VP do, I think is kind of silly. I don't think I'm being hateful, though. This is a woman that wants to be one heartbeat away from the presidency. John McCain has had melanoma. That doesn't go away, I'm told, though I'm not a doctor. He's 72 years old. If he won and ran and won a second term, he could be 80. It's very likely that this woman will become president of the United States. I think we should know something about her, and I think it's fair. But listen, I'll give you Charlie's gone. I kept asking him, what specifically did I say that was over the top? And he couldn't name anything.
See, you know what happens with that, Mark? Sometimes I think somebody hears something they don't like, and then they equivocate it with the entire media.
Yeah,
as
I mean,
a
he
whole.
Said that he heard all these other things on the radio, and he may well have. I can't vouch for the rest. You know,
no,
I'm not the media.
We can't listen to everybody.
I'm not the media. I'm just Mark Levine. Don't you know? If I say something, you hand me my head. That's fair. That's democracy. That's free speech. But please don't blame me for what someone else said on some other radio show. Is that fair?
No,
folks?
But you know what the other thing I think is difficult is there's so much that the ironic thing is she's been in office for such a short time, but there's been so many problems she's created in such a short time that there's a lot to cover. So people get angry and think, oh, my God, is this ever going to stop? Well, it's like if this is the news and this is how many things she's done and you want us to report the news and it's still a lot of bad stuff, we have to report the news. So we're sorry that she screwed up so much, but that's the news.
I'll tell you also, Mark, what it is. Because she's so new on the scene, it all gets consolidated. I mean, if we were talking about John McCain's history, and he were new on the scene, we'd obviously bring up the Keating affair. I mean, he was censored in Congress because of the corruption involved with Charles Keating. Almost never anyone talks about it because it's considered old news. Yeah, John McCain was involved. He helped, a campaign contributor with a bunch of regulations and stuff. And people put it away like it's old news, when actually it was one of the biggest scandals of our time. It was back in the 80s, but it was one of the biggest scandals of that time. And John McCain was one of the Keating Five. In fact, I think the other Keating Four are no longer in office. So it's a huge scandal, but I don't talk about it, and most commentators don't, because it's old news. With Palin, because she's new on the scene, where I am bringing up what she did in Wasilla, because nobody knows about it. I am bringing up what she did as Alaskan governor. It's important to even know that she was, part of or going to conferences of the Alaskan Independence Party 10 years ago, because, heck, we wouldn't know otherwise. So I think
and it hasn't been reported on. It's the fact that we have to get out this much information in this much of an amount of time. So
right.
And he did say the right has been, very far right, too. I think the one thing that's important, though, for Charlie especially is if he doesn't want to hear, talking about the other people, I think he should definitely consider voting for Obama, because Obama throughout the whole campaign has said, I want to talk about the issues. I don't care about this other stuff. Even if it would help me in my campaign getting elected, I don't care. I want to win on the issues. So I think if Charlie truly feels that way, then there's no thinking to be done, because Obama has clearly shown that and McCain has done anything but that. I mean, the whole point of McCain's campaign is to focus on anything but the issues, because they just know they can't win on the issues, so they have to go into attack mode.
You know, it's a very good point, Mark. And again, don't blame me for Obama. Maybe I'm descending a little bit by talking about, Sarah Palin's past. But what can I say? Obama's a better man than I. He's above the fray. Don't blame him.
Well, and I don't think you're doing anything wrong by presenting the news. Other people would be mad if you didn't. Why are you giving her a free pass?
That's
the thing is, you can't please everybody. You just got to do the right job,
That's what a journalist does. I give you the inside scoop. It's the name of my show. That's what I got to do, folks. But if I cross the line, you let me know. We've got Mike in Buffalo. Mike, welcome to Leslie Marshall Show.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, I was just calling in to comment. I mean, your previous callers and some other people I've talked to, and try to negotiate or talk points on different policies and things on between Obama and McCain and his pick for VP. And it's amazing when you start presenting people, you've done some research and you present them with the facts, you want the truth. You want the truth to come out. And as soon as you start bringing out the facts, they don't want to hear it.
No, one guy, George from Lancaster, says it's all rumors. I said they have an investigation. It's on in Alaska. It's all rumors. So I said to him, well, what do you watch? He says, I watch CNN. I said, it's on CNN.
Right.
But
well, that's the thing I see, is that they want to remain ignorant. They want it. All they have is this blind loyalty to a party. And it's, to them, it's party first, country second. And you know, it's just a shame. It's an
I'll tell you something, Mike. It also may be that, listen, I am filling in for Leslie Marshall. I'm very honored to do that. But a lot of people don't know me, don't know my past. You should know, listeners, if you don't know, that I will criticize the Democrats, too. That I, if you listen to my show, that you know, go to RadioInsideScoop.com, you'll see I have given you know Harry Reid his head, Nancy Pelosi. I have attacked Democrats, too. So, listen, I've attacked Obama when I felt that, that he's done the wrong thing. So just to be clear, I just call it as I sees it. And I think that Sarah Palin is one of the weakest candidates to run for president since, or vice president since Dan Quayle. You know what? She had less experience than Dan Quayle. It's not just about experience either, because there's a difference between, for me, a guy like Obama who has been vetted for 18 months. We've heard what he has to say. He's the author of two books, which, heck, he wrote himself, unlike John McCain, who had Mark Salter write all his books. He's a very intellectual man who spent a lot of time thinking about the issues. I just don't see that in Sarah Palin. You know, she's someone who doesn't know when the Pledge of Allegiance was written. She was flirting with the Alaskan Secessionist Party. She's supporting Pat Buchanan at one time. And then there's just all the corruption, you know, Dairygate and Troopergate. If there's one thing that seems clear about Sarah Palin, she's no reformer. She was for the Bridge for Nowhere until she was against the Bridge from Nowhere. She's someone who has a long history of putting her friends in power and kicking out people. And frankly, that's part of my problem with the Bush administration. I see her as more the same.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's exactly that. And he did it, he picked her for two reasons. For the conservative Christian vote that he needs, and for to court women to
right.
try and vote for him and take the Hillary, try to take some of the Hillary vote away from Obama. And the conservative right. That's what he needed to help on, and that's what he picked to bolster his campaign because he's behind. And he's desperate, and it can show. It just shows how desperate he is.
But I'll tell you this, Mike. I don't think, I have some respect for John McCain. I don't think John McCain knew half of these things I'm bringing out. I don't think he knew because he didn't do the job of vetting the candidate that he's supposed to do. I'm sure he didn't know about Dairygate. I doubt he knew that she supported Pat Buchanan or that she was with the Alaskan Independence Party.
Doesn't that show people how scary it is that he's picking the vice president of our country, and he does it with such disregard for anything. I mean, it's just like just a spontaneous gut feeling, whatever he did to pick her, to say, I'm desperate, I need to get into office, and this is the best way I think I can do it. He makes a snap decision on the vice president of our country. It's just incredible. I mean, and it's just, to me, it's just this long line of disgrace that we've had with the Republican Party for the last 8 years. And then he comes along and does something like this, and you're just like, oh, my God, where is this country going?
I mean, tell you what it is.
The best we have to offer?
Here's the thing. The Republican, and I worked in Congress. I saw it with my own eyes. The Republican Party under Karl Rove and Dick Cheney, and they're the ones running the party, they're the ones running the country, has become what a Republican appointee, the head of the Faith-Based Initiative, John Dulio, called the reign of the Machiavelli, of the Mayberry Machiavellis, was the quote. In other words, these are people that are doing everything for political reasons. And the choice of Sarah Palin was a classic, cynical, political choice. John McCain didn't choose someone ready to step into the presidency. He didn't choose the best qualified person to be president. He chose her solely to get elected, not to be vice president after he was elected. Contrast with Obama Biden, picking someone who's clearly ready and able to step into Obama's shoes should something happen to him. What it's shown is that this is a party, or at least this is a man, John McCain, more than willing to put politics over his own country. They talk about all the sacrifice for his country. If he truly believed in putting country first, that's his slogan, putting country first. If he wanted to put America first, why wouldn't he put the best person as vice president? Why would he make this cynical choice?
Exactly. And I have to say, there's not one Republican with the guts to say this was a poor choice. They all have to follow and lock.
I know. It's hilarious, frankly, watching them hem and haw.
Listen to them. Rudy Giuliani go on and on about her. And I'm laughing.
I'll tell you one thing.
Oh, my God.
Mike, I'll tell you one thing, and then I got to go to a break. I'll tell you one thing. When they were handing out Sarah Palin signs right now, the Republican National Convention was watching on C-SPAN. They were handing out Sarah Palin signs. The guy went to 15, 16 groups of Republicans. No one wanted her sign. They don't want to hold their sign. It's hilarious, but you're right. They have to claim on air. They really care about her. Thank you for a terrific call, Mike. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Back with more after this.
You're listening to The Leslie Marshall Show. Truth for all sides of the spectrum. 888-6-LESLIE.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine. Too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get Clear Eyes Maximum Redness Relief. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
I have been a vegetarian my whole life.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Some guy offered me $50 to eat a buffalo wing, but I refused. I was like, I'm not putting my morality on the line for your $50.
Her Match.com username is Kumnandi, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
A new voice, a new choice. AM 1520.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon and experience the hottest concerts from behind the lens of one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian. Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Fields, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon, the hottest concerts from one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laurel Langmire has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
Welcome back. This is Mark Levine. We're talking about Sarah Palin, the vice presidential choice. We're also holding because we're watching the Republican National Convention and runner-up to John McCain, Mike Huckabee, the second most popular Republican for president, will be speaking soon and we'll want to check out a little bit of what he has to say. But first, let's go to Dean in Buffalo. Dean, welcome. Dean, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Dean, what are your thoughts about Sarah Palin or anything else?
Well,
I'm just watching this Republican National Convention, and I don't know. It's like watching an AARP convention.
He totally called what I was thinking.
Well, old white people have to go somewhere, Dean.
Well, can't they go to Florida or something?
Well, you know, I mean, maybe they need a trip to the north from time to time. I mean, that's funny.
I mean, what happened to all the minorities?
They're not Republicans. You knew that.
Well, you know, after the 2000 election, I'm not sure what I think anymore.
Dean, thank you very much for your call. I tell you, I'm going to interrupt you because I want to hear a little bit from Mike Huckabee, okay? But thanks for your call. That was a great comment. Why can't they just go to Florida? You're dead on. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Here is Mike Huckabee.
He's the
runner-up, of course, to John McCain. And a Christian
thank
evangelical
you.
Just like Sarah Palin. I'd be curious
well,
to hear what he has to say about her.
That as much as I appreciate this magnificent opportunity to speak tonight, I've got to be honest with you. I was originally hoping for the slot on Thursday night called the acceptance speech. But I want you to also know that I am genuinely delighted to be here to speak on behalf of my second choice for the Republican nomination for president, John McCain. John McCain is a man with the character and the stubborn kind of integrity that we need in a president. But I want to begin by doing something a little unusual. I'd like to thank the elite media for doing something that, quite frankly, I wasn't sure could be done. And that's unifying the Republican Party and all of America in support of Senator McCain and Governor Palin.
I see. So when we say the truth about Palin, that unifies Republicans. All right, explain how that happens, Mike Huckabee.
The reporting of the past few days have proven tackier than a costume change at a Madonna concert.
I think it's a good line, Mark. It's a good line. I'll grant him that.
I grew up at a time and in a place where the civil rights movement was fought.
I tell you, we have to take a break. It's a hard break. But we will get back to Mike Huckabee. We'll get to Janice in Philadelphia and Valerie in Pittsburgh. And you, too, if you call in, 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. You can comment on Huckabee. You can comment on Palin. You can comment on the media. You can comment on me. Whatever you want to talk about. We'll be right back after this.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer at Turn to Help.
Visit turntohelp.com and learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately, in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Grass and weed allergens. Yes, they're headed in your direction. So when your allergies start to get bad, get Claritin Clear. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves all your toughest allergy symptoms like runny nose and sneezing. And nothing works stronger, faster, or longer than Claritin D to relieve your worst congestion and sinus pressure without making you drowsy. Non-drowsy Claritin D. Live Claritin Clear. Use as directed among oral OTC decongestants.
Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
When your power goes out, it's hard, especially if it's during a stormy night and you're left in pitch black. That's why it's important to get ready before the next storm and power failure. This is Bob from C. Crane. Like you, I've been through my share of power failures, and I know how frustrating it is to find dead batteries in your equipment. At C. Crane, we put together a special calamity kit that includes three high-quality, no-battery-needed, wind-up pieces of equipment. The first is a durable LED lantern, great for general lighting and safely moving about a room. A wind-up LED flashlight for finding the ladle and checking on the soup. and an AM-FM weather radio for NOAA updates and local news. The high-quality Calamity Kit is what you need to make dinner in the dark and keep informed of the news.
To learn more about preparing for disasters, or to order your Calamity Kit for just $119.95, visit ccradio.com or give Sea Crane a call at 800-522-8863. Sea Crane, the high-performance radio and light company.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907. Call now. 1-800-801-7907. 1-800-801-7907.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Pistons.
Hey there, the other Pistons and I have a request.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, you think we can get an oil change at a Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer?
What, you mean right now?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I see.
We do it ourselves, but if you hadn't noticed, we're kind of busy.
Yeah, all right, fair enough. Hey, you know, I've never told you guys how much I appreciate the work you do.
Thanks, Dad. Not to be ungrateful, but we really don't have time for a tender moment right now.
Understood.
Right now, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers offer the Works Fuel Saver Package. That's a Motorcraft Premium Synthetic Blend Oil Change, Tire Rotation, Multi-Point Inspection, Fluid Top Off, and much more, all for one low price.
So, you guys feeling better now?
Sure are. You could say we're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, but don't.
Sorry.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service, only at your dealership. Come in, keep going. See participating dealership for vehicle applications and details through 52508.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for her. We've got a huge bunch of callers on the line at 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. I promise I will do my best to get to every single one of you. But first, I know that Mike Huckabee is speaking, and I want to hear a little bit about what the Republican second choice has to say.
John McCain doesn't want the kind of change that allows the government to reach even deeper into your paycheck and pick your pocket, your doctor, your child's school, or even the kind of car you drive or tell you.
Did we lose him?
No, this is their coverage. His mic seems to go in and out.
Really? That's C-SPAN?
No, this is our... This is an affiliate that we can't disclose, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oops. Well, then I'll comment until we get Huckabee back. Here we go. In terms of paycheck, remember, it is Barack Obama that will give 95% of America a tax cut. 95%. So I'm not sure what he's talking about. And John McCain wants to tax you if you get health care from your employer.
And speaking of Governor Palin, I am so tired of hearing about her lack of experience. I want to tell you folks something. She got more votes running for mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, than Joe Biden got running for president of the United States.
What does he have to do with her experience?
Apparently a very popular line. Obviously, Joe Biden has been in office for some 30-something years in Delaware.
John McCain is by far the most prepared, the most experienced, and truly the most tested presidential candidate. He is thoroughly tested. When John McCain received his country's call to service, he did not hesitate. And he did not choose the easy path. He sat alone
like
in a cockpit taking off from an aircraft carrier to fly in the unfriendly skies, knowing that there was a good chance he might not make it back.
You're going to hear this with every
single
day, speaker.
He didn't make it back. He was shot down and captured, brutally tortured. He could have eased his own pain, even cut short his imprisonment, just by uttering a few simple words renouncing his country. But then, as now, John McCain put his country first. And he knew that to return with honor later was better than to return without it now.
Then every veteran should be president. I mean, talk about exploiting veterans.
Well, most of us,
we're
going to
hear this from every speaker.
High in the air so that we can signify when we want something.
I just don't get if he cares about veterans, why he keeps denying them benefits.
He can't even lift his arms to his shoulder.
Or if he cares about torture, why does he support torture?
It's a constant reminder that his life is marked not by what he's wanting to receive, but rather by what he has given.
And because he's been tortured, John McCain will torture others. You know, look, I'm not knocking his service. It was an amazing thing. It was a wonderful thing. But that doesn't make him president.
Let me tell you about someone I know who understands this type of sacrifice. On the first day of school in 2005, Martha Cothran, a teacher at the Joe T. Robinson High School in Little Rock, was determined that her students would not take their education or their privileges as an American for granted. And with the principal of her school's permission, she removed all of the desks from her classroom on that first day of school in 2005. Now, the students walked into an empty classroom and they said, "Ms. Cothran, where's our desk?" She said, "You get a desk in my classroom when you tell me how you earn it." Well, some of them said, "Making good grades." She said, "Well, you ought to make good grades in my class, but that won't earn you a desk.
Pay for it."
Another student said, "I guess we get a desk when we behave." Martha said, "You will behave in my classroom, but that won't get you a desk either." No one in first period guessed right. Same for second period. By lunch, the buzz was all over the campus. Ms. Cothran had flipped out. Wouldn't let her students have a desk. Kids started using their cell phones. They called their parents, and by early afternoon, all four of the local network TV affiliates had camera crews out at the school to report on this teacher who wouldn't let her students have a desk unless they could tell her how to earn it.
Tax breaks for big
oil. By the final period, no one had guessed correctly.
Privatizing Social Security?
So the students filed in. Martha said, "Well, I didn't think you would figure it out, so I'm going to tell you."
$7 billion.
And with
debt.
That, she went to the door of her classroom and motioned.
Get rid of Saddam Hussein.
And in walked over 20 veterans, some of them still wearing the uniforms from days gone by, every one of them carrying a school desk.
Okay.
And as they carefully and quietly arranged those desks in neat rows, Martha said, "You don't have to earn your desk, because these guys, they already did."
See, now that is powerful rhetoric.
That is I just can't believe how much they're
exploiting. But John McCain was against the GI Bill. John McCain is against mental health care for veterans. John McCain is against physical health care for veterans. John McCain is against raising the pay of veterans. Every single issue, Obama is better than McCain on veterans. If you care about veterans,
Veterans had gone halfway around the world, giving up their education, interrupting their careers and
families.
That's right. So that we could have the freedom.
So why is McCain against them?
Martha told him, "No one charged you for your desk, but it wasn't really free. These guys bought it for you. And I hope you never, ever forget it."
So why does McCain want to mistreat them, Huckabee? Answer that question. What about the GI Bill?
Remember that being American is not just about the freedom. It is about those who gave it to us. And let me remind you of something. John McCain is one of those people who helped buy the freedom and the school desk.
So was John Kerry, and look what the way they treated
John
him.
John McCain helped me have a school desk. And I want to tell you, I pledge myself to doing everything I can to help him earn a desk, and I'm thinking the one that's in the Oval Office would fit him very, very well.
Thank you. God bless you, folks.
All right, we're done. I'll tell you. You know, Huckabee tells a good story, but as I was pointing out, it's all about emotion. And I don't know whether Republicans are more stupid than Democrats or just buy the stupid arguments. If you look at the issues, I'm not talking, you know, good homilies.
But don't they, Mark,
nice
the thing I don't get is why do they go after Obama for emotional speeches like that and they say there's no substance and then they do the exact same thing.
There was zero substance in Huckabee's speech. There was zero substance. Yes. Do we care about veterans? Yes. Should we care about veterans?
Yes. And how do we help them? We give them health care and we take care of them.
Exactly. Let me tell you something. I have a very good friend who's a veteran who served in Afghanistan, who served in Iraq. And he served in the worst possible circumstances. He was a medic. What that meant is when there was a firefight and we had a man or a woman down and on the ground and bleeding, my friend would take a helicopter into a war zone and try to help heal that person, try to get them out of that situation with bullets all around, try to drag that person to the helicopter, to a field hospital, to safety. And let me tell you something about my friend, and I won't mention his name. There's no need to. My friend suffers every night from post-traumatic stress syndrome. He went through hell and back, and he suffers for it. He can't sleep through the night. And there are ways to treat post-traumatic stress syndrome. There's ways to treat these things, and John McCain wants to cut them. It's the Democrats. It is Obama that supports more aid to veterans. It is Obama that supports the GI Bill. If a kid is willing to fight for his country, he should be able to get an education. That's what they did after World War II. But the Republicans filibustered the GI Bill. John McCain was part of that filibuster. Why is it that John McCain, having served his country in an honorable way, doesn't want to help the same men and women that are also serving their country in an honorable way? Why is it that John McCain, who suffered torture himself, wants to keep, well, not keep, it's not legal, wants to make torture legal so that the CIA can torture others? What is it about his life experience that he didn't get? You know, one last thing, and I hate to bring it up, but I have to. I have to because Mike Huckabee didn't tell the full truth. Mike Huckabee said that despite all the torture that John McCain underwent, he never renounced his country. I am sorry to say, Mike Huckabee, that that isn't true. At one point, when John McCain was tortured, it's historical fact, look it up if you don't believe me, he signed a document that said terrible things about America. Let me be the first to say, before I get 1,000 phone calls, I don't blame him. I do not blame a man under severe torture from renouncing his country. I don't believe John McCain believed it for a minute. I don't think he renounced America for a minute. He was being tortured, and he was forced against his will to sign a document attacking America. Why do I tell you this story if I don't think it reflects badly on John McCain? And I don't think it does. Again, I don't blame people for doing what they have to do under torture. I'm talking about it because where it reflects upon John McCain is he wants to make torture legal. He wants to allow the United States to torture others. John McCain.
What's important, Mark, is to point out the specific instance because people may not know, but he voted against a bill that would basically, I believe it was define torture, define waterboarding,
exactly,
and make it illegal. And he
exactly
said, no, I will not vote for that.
Actually, he was against it before he was for it. John McCain proposed a bill that would ban torture, and the administration came to him and said, John McCain, if you want to ban torture, we can see that you have a veto-proof majority. We'll allow it, but please put in a loophole that allows the CIA to keep torturing. He said, yes, Mr. President, I'll do that. He put in the loophole, and then again came a bill with a Democratic Congress that banned all torture, even that done by the CIA, and John McCain was against it. And here's my point, and I'll make it brief. John McCain was tortured. John McCain attacked America when he was tortured. He lied because he was tortured. He never wanted to renounce America. Doesn't John McCain understand that other people will lie? That when you torture an innocent person, he or she will say anything, anything. And that it's not a great way to get information. When will we learn that the best way to get information is by deception, trickery, make friends with the prisoner, make them think they're your side? We did that. We pretended to be Saudi Arabians once, and we got a lot of information from some of the 9/11 hijackers that were involved in that plot, not the ones that killed themselves. Look, torture doesn't work. No one knows more than John McCain that torture doesn't work. So why does he support torture? I would love for him to be asked that in the debates. 888-653-7543. 888-653-7543. I got four people on the line. I will get to every one of you after this break.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show. 888-6-LESLIE.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast? Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W. Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
Are you part of the 65% of Americans struggling to make the minimum monthly credit card payments? Do you know that 90% of that monthly payment goes to interest? Want to stop the payment merry-go-round?
Yes. Someone please help me with my credit card debt.
You can finally rest easy. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Relief USA, 800-426-1084.
Debt Relief USA helped clean up my credit problem and save me tons of money in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can get you debt-free in less than 36 months. Call the debt specialist, 800-426-1084. That's 800-426-1084 for Debt Relief USA.
A new voice, a new choice, online at kb1520.com.
A Baltimore family discovered a disoriented man in their backyard today who claims to have been in a London department store moments before. Security tapes confirm his story. Many believe this is part of the pattern.
Find the pattern. Fox.
Think your motor oil can take on Castrol Syntec? Then strap in, put the pedal to the metal, and let's get it on. Because if you're using conventional oil, you're gonna get smoked. In the sickest torture test yet, Castrol Syntec 5W30 maintained maximum horsepower longer than the leading conventional oil. Are you willing to take that beating? Didn't think so. See the torture for yourself at CastrolSyntec.com. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering.
Tested versus 5W30s.
Calling all units. There's a 1022 at the VFW Hall at Abrams and 4th. 200 wedding guests are disoriented. All claim they can't remember the last 2 hours. May be linked to the pattern. Over.
Find the pattern. Fox.
Today, let's talk about driving. Let's talk about commuting. You think yours is tough? I got news for you. Everybody thinks theirs is tough. Take the pizza guy. He not only has to do his commute, but once he gets to his job, he's got to go right back out there in the middle of your commute to get some guy a pie in 30 minutes or less. Fact is, our cars and trucks just got to take it. That's why there's Good Wrench and Go. It helps your Chevy continue to take it. Good Wrench and Go is happening right now at your participating Chevy dealer. Just head down their Good Wrench service lane. With Good Wrench and Go, you'll get an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection all in one tidy package. With fuel prices the way they are, taking proper care of your Chevy can help you spend less time pumping and more time driving.
I can't stop thinking about it.
So, between now and November 30th, give it a go and make it Good Wrench and Go at your participating Chevy dealer. One way to know if Good Wrench and Go is right for you, visit GoodWrench.com and click on Chevy.
But there's a lot of things we need to do. We have a lot of work to do, and I'm afraid that it's a very hard struggle, particularly given the situation on the Iraq-Pakistan border.
The Iraq-Pakistan border? John McCain, there is no Iraq-Pakistan border! Oh. God, he's the Republican nominee. All right, I got a lot of callers on the line. Let's go to Janice in Philly. Janice, you've held a very long time. I really appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you very much. I just happened to be tripping across the dial with sound you, but very quickly, I'm just going to put out 10 reasons why we don't want Sarah. And
10 reasons. Go for it.
10 reasons. She's inexperienced. She's inexperienced in foreign policy. She only has 2 stamps on her passport. She only represents the right wing of the party. I guess I'm up to number 7 now.
I got 4, but go ahead.
You got 4.
Yeah.
She threw her daughter under the bus in order to further her career.
She threw who under the bus?
Her daughter.
Oh, okay. All right.
Teenage daughter.
Right. I hear you. Go ahead.
I can say that as a woman.
All right. That's number 5.
Hillary Clinton. She's no Hillary Clinton.
No Hillary Clinton. That's 6.
No Republican or Democrat can say that they know her.
That's true. Unless they live in Alaska. That's 7.
Okay. We don't want somebody we don't know with their finger on the button.
Okay, that's 8.
Let's see.
All right, I'll help you out. Trooper Gate, Pledge of Allegiance Gate. That's 10.
There you go. Thanks, Mark, for helping her out.
My last one.
Yeah.
Only one person voted for her, and that was John McCain. 18 million plus voted for Obama. That's the end of it.
There you go.
That may have been her best point, actually.
Thank you for your call, Janice. I really do appreciate it. Let's go to Valerie in Pittsburgh. Valerie, welcome to the show.
How are you, Mark?
You've been holding on a while, too. I really appreciate your waiting for me. What you got to say?
I have to say, as a Democrat, in fairness, when you're talking about the Iraqi-Pakistan border, Obama did say there were 57 states.
What?
I'm a Democrat.
No, wait. 57 states?
He said at one point we've been to 57 states and we have one more to go to.
Oh, let me take. No, he may have said 57 contests.
They said 57 states.
Okay.
He was clearly
because they went to Guam, they went to Puerto Rico, the District of Columbia has a primary.
But my point is that everybody's going to make a gaffe, and I'm a Democrat. And I won't be voting.
All right. But there were 57 jurisdictions in the United States that voted in the primary.
Okay. All right. My point is both of them are going to say stupid things.
Yeah, but McCain's had his share, right? He's talked about Czechoslovakia twice.
It
doesn't exist. And I can't count how many times he's mixed up Shia and Sunnis. He doesn't.
Right.
That's not a typo. I mean, when he has said it so many times that Joe Lieberman had to whisper in his ear, John McCain, it's Shia, not Sunni. That one, I don't think that was a slip of the tongue.
Well, I mean, look who we have in office now.
There you go. We misunderestimate him. Is that all you wanted to say, or did you have something else?
But with regard to Sarah Palin, I still am a staunch Hillary Clinton supporter of Hillary Clinton. I worked extensively for her campaign while she was campaigning in the primary, and I'm not going to bite my nose off to spite my face. But it's tough when you work that hard for something, you see the ins and outs of how a campaign works and things of that nature. And I'm also pretty privy to what goes on secondary media on the blogs and stuff, and I just, with regard to Sarah Palin, unless she flip-flops, on every single issue, as like Obama did on FISA that she stands for, I could never stand behind her politically. But I would hate to see some of the illegitimate attacks based on sexism that Hillary Clinton was subjected to.
And Valerie, I will not defend any sexist attacks. I have tried very carefully.
I'm not saying that you are. No, I understand that.
And let me also say, Valerie, I understand how hard it is to work for someone who doesn't win. I worked very, very hard for Al Gore in 2000, and he did win, and he still didn't get to become president.
Yeah, he should be out. Shouldn't be in the United States. Yes, absolutely.
So, that's sometimes how it goes. Are you now behind Barack Obama?
My thing with I'm a Democrat, and I'm not gonna bite my entire face off despite my body.
I mean, Obama's better than McCain. You preferred Hillary; she was your first choice.
Right,
but Obama's clearly better than McCain.
And I did. There were a lot of legitimate and illegitimate attacks on both sides, as is the nature in politics and primary national, presidential elections. But the thing that is the hardest for me to get over with regard to Obama is the fact that he didn't perpetuate he wasn't the one putting some of the things out there that were blatantly sexist.
No, I don't think he did.
But he did benefit from them, and he didn't speak out against them.
Yeah, but, here's the thing. Obama did benefit from some of that stuff. I think Hillary benefited from some of the racist stuff that was brought out there.
Yeah, and you could make that argument, too, but I think that David Axelrod is a brilliant, campaigner.
Of course he is.
I don't, but if had there been...
racist remarks that, I mean, racism and sexism are both equally as vile, as far as I'm concerned.
Tell you what, Valerie, I've got to get on to a couple other callers, but let me give you something that may just sit in the back of your mind. I just want you to think about this.
I'm not a disaffected, angry.
I understand, and I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, think about this when you make your decision in November. I think Barack Obama should appoint Hillary Clinton as Supreme Court Justice, and I don't think that's beyond the realm of possibility. So just think about that. I've got to go to two more callers. I promised I'd get to Irving in Buffalo. Welcome.
Hey, good evening, man. How you doing?
Good evening. We only got about a minute.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say, you know, nobody's talking about the fact that Barack Obama comes right out and tells the American public that, look, if my daughter made a mistake, I would slaughter my unborn grandchild. But Ms. Blaine, you know, and unfortunately...
Actually, Obama didn't say that. He didn't say, I would give my daughter an abortion. What he said was, stay out of this family's private life. He couldn't have made it any more clear. I mean, abortion is a huge subject that we can't resolve in the next 20 seconds. But Obama didn't say that. He said, stay out of that family's life. Thanks for your call, Irving. I'm my last caller, Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, go.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing good. We only got about a minute. Go for it.
Listen, I watched an interview with John McCain about a year ago. I'm not sure if it was a year ago, but he was asked a question by a reporter. And they asked him, what would the American people think? And he came, blurted right out, I don't care what the American people think.
Yeah, he also blurted out that he doesn't know much about the economy. I mean,
it's
amazing to me that all these Republicans who said terrible things about John McCain are now lining up behind him. Look, you know, what can I say? My choice is clear. I've made it very clear. Thank you for your call, Jim. Thank you to all my callers. Whether you agreed or disagreed, I like calls. I hope you will call back because I'm going to be on tomorrow and Friday filling in for Leslie Marshall all this week. And we're going to talk about the Republican National Convention. I am going now to watch Sarah Palin, and we're going to talk about her speech, McCain's speech coming up, all of that this week on The Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine. My website is RadioInsideScoop.com. If you liked or didn't like what I had to say today, go to it, leave a comment, let me know. I'll see you tomorrow.